Triple M Aussie, there's Birds of Tokyo, recorded at their home studio. Got Kenny here on Zoom. Now, the album went number one, which is amazing. Did they actually try to talk you into maybe delaying their release, maybe pushing it back a few months?
We were pretty itching, to be honest. I mean, we've been sort of living with the record a lot longer than, say the public. So, you know, and plus, yeah, I think if you sit on it too long, we can start to feel strange for the band, especially when, you know, we've been with it for so long and due to what we do every time we put out a record, we'll start writing fairly quickly as well. So you just want that out of the way so you can start writing some new stuff, you know.
It was a personal record for you, and we had conversations when, you know, the first single, you put pen to paper, and did it help?
It helped process things and get through them. I think it helped the band just being able to get into just some real talk between the band. We had some real shit to sort out and to talk about, and I was definitely going through, you know, what I was going through. And I think it brought the band together a lot tighter. I don't know, and I think there's a bit of a different sense of confidence. I mean, songs like Good Lord, that was an extremely difficult song to write, but it kind of gave me the confidence to talk. And actually, I think that's what helped finish the record, that song. I think it was pretty important to the record.
When it became a hit, God, I've got to do this song every single night for the next 6 months.
Oh, look, it's going to be forever bittersweet, I think. Mm, yeah. I think whenever you those songs in your career, when you sort of touch those nerves, every time you've got to sing them, they're, yeah, you feel it every night,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But, hey, it's bittersweet. You take the good with the bad and vice versa.
We have got so many reasons to thank you over the last 12 months. You've done so many Triple M events, become a bit of a part of the family, and now the album's finally out there. We are just so happy for you guys to get number one, which is really good. So, you know, we look forward to seeing the trophy cabinet.
Yeah, back at you too, Becco, for all your support, mate, over the years. It's been what a journey so far. It's been crazy.
Well, we can't wait to have a drink in person. It can't be too far off. So, look, congratulations. We'll catch you soon.
All right, mate. I look forward to that.
In Excess on Triple M Aussie.